A look back at the trends and new normal of 2021. As we bid farewell to 2021, we look at the trends that have disrupted and evolved the world this past year. The 2 years since the onset of COVID-19 have rocked the global supply chain. The knock-on effects of shortages, pandemic restrictions, and bottlenecks have left few industries intact. The global economy was heavily disrupted, more so for developing countries, which have been hit the hardest. Their crumbling economies, reducing incomes, and shortfalls in infrastructure limiting access to vaccines. While the pandemic has presented unprecedented challenges for smaller businesses, many owners have successfully pivoted towards e-commerce to reach out to customers new and old. Digital operations are now the new normal, as online shopping sites replace brick-and-mortar stores worldwide. Such changes may outlast the pandemic. To mark the end of this eventful year, we take a tour through our most read stories that have resonated with you in 2021. The trickle-down effect. According to a survey conducted in March 2021 by supply chain risk analytics platform Everstream Analytics, professionals from various sectors report that the crisis has been extremely pervasive, affecting almost every industry across different regions, 4 March 2021. Related articles: one year after COVID-19 struck, how have supply chains been impacted? In a survey by Everstream Analytics, supply chain professionals across different sectors and regions reveal how the pandemic has impacted their operations. From shipping containers to computer chips, the pandemic set in motion a chain reaction that impacted numerous industries, which in turn struggled to keep business going while adapting to remote and online operations. Confronting these challenges, some countries in the region prioritized their plans for infrastructural development, in the hope of increasing trade connectivity and smoother operations. China, for instance, did not alter its plans for a global technology innovation center in the Greater Bay Area, with advanced manufacturing and modern services industries meant to rival that of San Francisco's Silicon Valley, 3 March 2021. Related articles: Greater Bay Area, how will China's answer to Silicon Valley push on? Amidst COVID-19, China's ambitious plan to transform its special enterprise zone into a massive business and innovation hub remained. On the other hand, Taiwan faced a crisis with Chipagdan, partly due to being caught in the tech war between China and the US. This trade war, combined with one of the worst droughts Taiwan has ever faced, not to mention COVID-19, severely disrupted production in the world's chip-making factory. As the global chip shortage crippled other sectors, logistics partners sought to mitigate the crisis by strengthening supply chain processes, hoping to build more flexible and streamlined operations for the future, 13 September 2021. Related article: Shipageddon, how Taiwan is battling the global chip shortage. Semiconductors are the lifeblood of the modern world, but now there is a critical shortage worldwide and Taiwan is at the center of it. Consolidating the lessons learned throughout a chaotic pandemic-ridden year, Everstream Analytics annual report, published on the 23rd of March 2021, detailed the emerging risks that need to be mitigated when strengthening supply chains. Related articles: 5 emerging risk trends for global supply chains to watch in 2021 after a turbulent year of COVID-19. Supply chains need to quickly mitigate the emerging risks highlighted in a report by Everstream Analytics. Adapting to digital platforms. Soon after the onset of the global pandemic, many micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, accelerated their adoption of e-commerce in the hope of tiding their businesses through COVID-19 lockdowns. While there were inevitable casualties, the pandemic has also acted as a catalyst for many entrepreneurs to launch or expand their businesses, pivoting towards e-commerce to reach a global audience. For example, Hong Kong celebrity chef Grace Choi was one of many business owners to take a leap of faith and set up her private dining kitchen in Tokyo. The fruits of her labor, Choi Choi Kitchen, has since been bringing authentic Cantonese cuisine to the world, including a new line of savory sauces, 27 April 2021. Related articles: This Hong Kong-born chef shows there are no borders in the world of good food in pursuit of culinary greatness. Chef Grace Choi is tapping on the power of reinvention and efficient logistics to connect the world through food. Traditional businesses have also changed with the times. For over a decade, Masashi Okamoto has pioneered the digital archival and production of Japanese comics and graphic novels, also known as manga, for some of the world's most successful, longest-running manga publications. Our story in October explored how the Manga Art Heritage Project has been leveraging digital tools and an international e-commerce network to mine its rich archives. The 11th of October 2021. Turning original manga illustrations into collectible art for an international market unable to visit Japan during the pandemic. Related articles: digitalization and e-commerce turning the page for manga and Japanese artists. Japan's manga is massively popular overseas, but getting the artwork safely to fans required some original thinking. Similarly, Papua New Guinea coffee brand Banz Coffee has evolved from a passion project to a homegrown business empowering local farmers. With over 30 years of history, the single-origin specialty coffee brand has kept on grinding even during a global pandemic, leveraging its strong e-commerce platform to share the beans of their labor with coffee lovers worldwide, the 2nd of July 2021. As the shift from brick-and-mortar stores to e-commerce becomes permanent, resilience is key for these small businesses, as we are not quite out of the woods yet, the 25th of June 2021. Related articles: new possibilities brewing for Papua New Guinea coffee with Express Logistics. Patrick Kaloran, founder of Banz Coffee from Mount Hagen, Papua New Guinea, talks about the brand's values and growth vision in partnership with DHL Express. Related articles: MSMS survived COVID-19 with e-commerce. Now it's time to thrive. Embracing e-commerce at the onset of the pandemic helped MSMEs pull through the crisis, but more needs to be done to sustain growth in the long term. The impact on developing nations: while no country has been spared, the developing nations have borne the brunt of the pandemic. Sudan, in particular, has had a turbulent year. COVID-19 has been a fresh obstacle for a country riven by decades of civil wars, floods and sanctions. Things, however, seem to be looking up for Sudan as its removal in late 2020 from the U.S. Department of State's list of state sponsors of terrorism opened up access to desperately needed debt relief and foreign investment. After 27 years, local partnerships, a peace deal, and increased connectivity in the world are helping the country move forward to a hopeful future, the 8th of April 2021. But for many developing countries, a road out of the pandemic is obstructed by the struggle to obtain access to vaccinations, derailing the world's aim of having 10 billion vaccine doses rolled out by the end of 2021. The great vaccine rollout has been set in motion, but it is happening too slowly for less developed countries to get them back on track, the 11th of June 2021. With the uneven distribution of vaccines and new virus strains emerging, the war against the coronavirus is far from over. Related articles: from decades of unrest to renewed hope for peace, Sudan's path to recovery. Civil wars, floods, sanctions, and the COVID-19 pandemic may have stalled Sudan's economy, but a new era of change is helping the country move forward. Related articles: to win the race against COVID-19, enabling access to vaccinations is key as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to turn up in fresh waves. DHL has outlined 10 steps to prepare supply chains to support the quick rollout of vaccines.